You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
My advice is enjoy today. Enjoy the weather today, at least while you can. It's only going to be low 80s in the Mile High City. That's going to feel good because I was looking at the forecast coming up over the next week. It starts getting hot again, and by this coming weekend, it will be over 100 degrees.
All right. Nice.
So the great bake-off continues. So much of the country is just getting slammed with this heat wave that it's just dangerous.
Yeah.
It's just flat-out dangerous.
It's really hot, man. I mean, I just came back from a place that was over 100 degrees for 5-6 days, so I'm kind of like, whatever. It feels good. And, you know, it's funny. I mean, enjoy it. I was just at Costco yesterday, and they had Halloween decorations out. So, I mean, the leaves will be falling before you know it. Couple stories I have here in front of me. Great weekend for movies. Despicable Me 4 dominated the holiday box office. $122.6 million in its first 5 days, and then another $75 million over the three-day weekend. And then following that is the Inside Out 2, another $30 million, the summer's biggest hit. At just shy of $1 billion. So those movies are raking it in. And I think they're so popular, Dom, because I believe that neither one of those has any sort of sex scenes or nudity in them. I haven't seen them. I you know, don't quote me on that, but I have a hunch that there's no sex scene in Despicable Me 4. But I'm telling you that because the story that follows it up is a third of Americans have turned off a movie after they have encountered a sex scene. They say younger male Americans and their tolerance of nudity and sex scenes in films has been a hot topic of discussion lately for movie companies. I guess they just don't want it in there anymore. Boomers are saying it too. They say there's no place in movies for nudity and sex scenes anymore. It doesn't add to the storyline. It doesn't enhance my viewing experience. So just take them out.
Well, many times it is gratuitous. I mean, there was a trend there for a while where they were putting in as much gratuitous sex as they could. I don't care either way. I will say, though, that we were watching a show. God, I can't remember which streaming channel had it, but it's that Jake Gyllenhaal show called Presumed Innocent. It's based on the book and the movie with Harrison Ford, but now it's, I think it's Apple TV. That's what it is.
Okay.
And it's a TV series on Apple TV, and we've been watching it with my stepdaughter, who's now 22, so it's not like she's a kid. I mean, she's 22. But still, there was so much gratuitous sex in that show.
Uncomfortable.
And I'm talking...
full frontal male nudity?
No, but let's just say it wasn't all just standard, you know, missionary position.
I mean, they were like, all over the place, huh?
They were all over the place.
Dang.
And I'm sitting there
with
the name
of this movie?
My 22-year-old stepdaughter.
Yeah?
And I did feel a little uncomfortable.
Ah, she's done all that. Don't worry about it.
But it's just you know, I don't think it doesn't even matter how old your kids are. You could be 70 years old and you're watching with a 40-year-old, a sex scene comes, you'd feel uncomfortable for
reason. I mean, I remember the first time, like, sitting in a theater, I think we were watching Titanic. It was the first time, like, nudity came up on the screen with my parents there with me. We had all loaded up and going to see Titanic, and it wasn't even, like, a lot of sex or anything. It was just topless Kate Winslet there, you know, getting her picture drawn, or what he was drawing or whatever. But it was like uncomfortable just to see boobies there with your mom, you know?
Yeah, so I can see why people are finally starting to push back a little bit.
And really, like, anymore, like back in the day, I mean, I remember being a young teenager and hanging out with my buddies and stuff. It's like you'd go to the VHS, the video store, and rent the VHS so you could see your famous actress nude or whatever, you know. Like, anymore, you don't need that. You could just Google them or go to an OnlyFans or, you know, you don't need it in the movies anymore to see nudity, so you're now focused more on a plot line and a story versus all that. You just don't need it
anymore. It used to be shocking. There was shock value of all of it, and now it's like meh.
The last shock value movie, I feel like, was 50 Shades of Grey. Everyone was like, oh, you know, because it was that's all it was about. And then from there on out, I feel like it's kind of just trickled off.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, if you look at, you know, the bulk of the movies that are making you know, the $1 billion. They're not, that's not what they're banking on.
No, it's, not
it's
at all.
None of that. So,
yeah. So,
I don't know. I don't want to sound like, you know, a prude or anything because I really don't personally care, but I definitely
I
get
either.
The uncomfort factor, the discomfort, I'm sorry, discomfort factor.
Yeah.
When you're watching with your kids,
it's the company so. That's around you when that stuff comes on.
I think
when
I would
Jake
feel
Gyllenhaal is doing it.
I think I would feel uncomfortable sitting in a theater next to you in a scene like that.
Well,
on.
I mean, I would obviously be physically aroused, so that would be part of it.
Once again, you know, I'd have to take your hand off my leg again.
Don't put your hand in the popcorn bucket, Dom.